This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. When you look at travel right now in this economy, we've got what you might call an unequal distribution. Tourism broadly is back, more than back, actually. But in some places, it's way more back than others. So far this summer, Americans have been jet-setting abroad, and that higher demand has helped push international ticket prices up 10% from last year. Domestic airfares, meanwhile, down more than 10%. That's according to the travel app Hopper. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab takes a look at what's going on there.
Big U.S. tourism spots like Nashville have been riding the pent-up demand wave for the last couple years. But that wave could be dropping off. Dina Ivey is president of the Nashville Convention and Visitors Corp.
Last year was such a strong year, and we were concerned that this year wouldn't be as strong.
Nashville saw a decline in visitors in June, despite its yearly CMA Fest. But some big-named artists on tour gave July numbers a boost.
Ed Sheeran was at Nissan Stadium, and then last weekend was George Strait with Chris Stapleton in Little Big Town.
She says still, the city is diversifying beyond its music scene, investing in upscale hotels and sports. It just hosted its first NHL draft. Paula Twidale, senior vice president of AAA Travel, says there's a reason demand has shifted. Last summer, the CDC dropped COVID test requirements to get back into the U.S.
Once that happened, the floodgates opened. Everyone decided to finally take the opportunity to go abroad.
She says most of those travelers are jetting to Europe, and there's lots of interest in Asia. Many countries there didn't fully open until late last year. Haley Berg, an economist at the travel app Hopper, says airfare to Asia is up 60% from 2019, and prices haven't dampened interest.
We're expecting that this is the new normal for travel demand.
She says Hopper surveys show people are cutting back spending in other parts of their lives to prioritize wanderlust. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.